started it, so with a rum wine ago.
Good morning to everybody. Have a great day. Could you recognize me from the photo? The photo on the advert was taken 20 years ago when I was 6 years old. I'm not telling you how old I am now, but I'm the same fellow on the picture, a few years down the line. Torah tells us, near the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, Reuven, B'chor Yisrael, B'nei Reuven, Chanoch, Mishpachas HaChanochi. Mishpachas HaChanochi. Rashi asks straight away, what's going on? The feet show your hummus, the vadinosom. The goyim scorned the Jewish people, mocked at them, derided them. What? Yichus? You think you've got yichusim, but gulpon, hoye moshlim. Kavachayma minisha sev. You think the Mitzrayim didn't have shalita over the yidden? They enslaved them. They imposed back-breaking work upon this parent. And so the Ribbono Shel Olam himself gives his temple, his chasima, shifte kor, edus Yisrael, the yud and the hay, chanoch mishpachas hachanoch. Wait in the kasha. We're 40 years down the line. We came out of Mitzrayim 40 years before this counting. We already had a counting early on. Book of Numbers, beginning of Bamidbar. When they came out of Mitzrayim, they were counted in great detail. If the Goyim are going to raise their objections to the Yichus of Klal Yisrael, why 40 years down the line? Why 40 years later? Why not immediately? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not need to put his signature on our family straight away when we came out of Mitzrayim? The Pashat answer is that sticky fingers took it. That means if, let's say, the Rebbe comes in the classroom and the boy says, I bought a new watch, I left it on my desk, it's gone. So who do you blame? Who do you think? You know, no one of the kids there has got sticky fingers. So of course you think possibly he took it. That would be the first port of call to check up if he took it. You won't ask a child who's clean fingered, who's never touched something that's not his. When we came out of Mitzrayim, we had pure fingers. We lived a very chaste, very moral life, elevated life in Mitzrayim. There's no tzinus, no morality at all, except for that incident, Shlomo's fasted. 210 years in a land steeped with the desire, with tzinus. We remained pure from tzinus, totally pure. And the Goyim didn't even think there was a haber minah that we could have become adulterated. Unfortunately, after Parshas Balak, Vayeshes Rabashitim, Vayochel Amiliznos Espinamai, a stain on our character. We failed. The wretched advice of Bilam succeeded. Elakem Shel Elu Soine Zima. And we were trapped. Ooh, sticky fingers. Ooh, we can do zinus. Hey, what happened in Mitzrayim 40 years ago? We can't trust the Jews anymore. Now comes the time. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put us right again. Because the fee shall almost be bazinus. beautiful answer. That's Poshut Pshat Nezeres. I would like to say a different Mahalach, Pshat Yishmael. In Sefer Chasidim, Simen Reish Tes, it says there, Da, She Yisrael, if you see a Beis HaKnesses in a churban, destroy. Da, She Yisrael Dorim Baba Derech Bizoyim. You should know that the Yidden did not live there, did not inhabit that Beis HaKnesses, that Malkum Kodosh in the right way, and therefore became destroyed. He says the same thing with his Talmud Chacham. There's Taurus, he dies suddenly, whatever. Da, he says, you should know. There was Buzioinus there. He was mistreated. If we have a look at Pinchas, beginning of the parasha. Pinchas ben Ozva Naran HaKoyen. Rashi immediately asks, Pinchas ben Ozva Naran HaKoyen? The last few words in the end of Parshas Bullock, it said, Vayah Pinchas ben Ozva Naran HaKoyen. Why did they need to say it again a second time? What did they need to say it twice for? Vayah Pinchas ben Ozva Naran HaKoyen. Rashi says, Ra Maisa Veniska Vayah Pinchas, Ra Maisa Veniska Locha. Pinchas saw the deed of Zimri ben Soloi, and he remembered. He ran straight to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikublani Mimcha, we learned from you. And the Medrash adds the words, the Riddhiz Chah Mehar Sinai, when you came down from Har Sinai, 40 years ago this is now. 4 years before this, we learned, you came down from Har Sinai and you taught us Habol Aramis Kanaim Pogan Boy. This is the situation now. Now I'm going to ask you, Pinchas was a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was listening to the Shia. What chance is there, Klal Yisrael, on the supreme Madrega of Matan Torah, they're listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's teaching them directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu Halachas. What chance is there, Habod Aramis, Kanaim Poikin Boy? Perhaps 100 years down the line, perhaps it might happen. But now, in my life, we should ever come across a case of Habod Aramis in public, remote. One in a million it might be. And nevertheless, when Pinchas learned Torah, he learned it forever. He didn't learn it just because it was applicable to him. He learnt it because it was Torah's Emes, it was Torah's Hashem. And it was live throughout the world. It was on his fingertips. That's how he learned. But there's more to it than that. Pinchas ben Naroz ben Aaron HaKoyen. Why are we giving the Ichas of Pinchas? Because he was Ben Elazar, who was the son of Aaron HaKoyen. What's so significant? Hugely significant. 40 years before this incident here, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, anoint Kohen. Who? Five. Aaron, Nadav, Avir, Elazar, Soma. Just a moment. There's a young Kohen, young descendant there. There's a Pinchas. He's born. No. The gates closed right in front of Pinchas. Five Kohenim were designated, were sanctified to be Kohenim. And from thereafter, all newborns. Not Pinchas. It's Russian. Pinchas was already in the world at that time. Can you imagine the disappointment? The feeling. My Zayd is Kohen Gadol. My Tata is a Kohen. Ich bin nicht Kohen. I'm just an ordinary lady. The sadness, perhaps a grudge, the feeling of rejection. what a person might genuinely and understandably feel. Can you blame a person? And when a person has got grudges, his mind is for tumult, agitated, doesn't remember so well. You know who remembers things? Somebody who goes smoothly, his mind is happy with his lot. There's no turbulence there. He can remember. It's on his fingertips. A person who's got Nabuchodonosor or grudges or complaints or feelings against others, his mind's tumult, he doesn't remember. We have to understand, the Torah is telling us, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, okay? He was not chosen as a Kohen. And he didn't take it at all in any disrespectful way. He accepted it with grace. And he sailed along in the sea of tranquility for 40 years. He was happy with God. I'm a lady. What could be better? I know my Zayd is a Kohen Gadol. I know my father's going to be the next Kohen Gadol in Apiteva. And I know I ought to be Kohen Gadol, but I won't be. I won't even be a Kohen. Didn't disturb him. He had crystal clear all the halachos that Moshe had taught, and no agitation, no turbulence in his entire 40 years. That's what the Torah is telling us here. Pinchas ben Aaron, Ro Maisa, Benizkara. More than that, you know, when Korach came to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, he challenged him basically on Aaron. He said, "You appointed Aaron a Kohen. How can you do that? What's going on here?" That was the mutiny of Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Take it easy. Boiker." In the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, who is the right Kohen? Says Rashi, unusual kind of way of speaking. Said Rashi, Gevulos, Cholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixed boundaries in this world. Do you think you can make dawn into dusk? You can't change the world. That's a fait accompli, there's nothing to do. It's impossible to change. Kach, by Bodel Aaron Hakdisha. Aaron has been designated as a Kohen Gadol, and there's no possibility that you'll ever be a Kohen Gadol, or no possibility, said Moshe to Korach. It's gone, it's finished. Nevertheless, Pinchas, who had been left out, became a Kohen. He did become a Kohen. He did breach that wall that Moshe Rabbeinu said was impossible. Not only did he become a Kohen, he became a Kohen Gadol as well. How good a fellow. All because he accepted the Gezeres Elyon gracefully. Pinchas, look in the Sephora. Sephora says he had longevity, even if he don't learn, he became a Leonovi. But his life extended longer and longer. He was alive right through Sefer Shoftim came up. Why? Because he was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron. He accepted his lot happily and gracefully. And he was a pure descendant of his father and his leader. And he deserved, through his own merits, to breach that impenetrable wall of Kohana, an exception to the rule, the one in the world. And what did Klal Yisrael do? They besmirched him. They scorned Pinchas. They said, Pinchas, Ben Elazar ben Aaron, Pinchas, he came along. What does Rashi say? Words is difficult even to say over. Fishoy hashvatam avazay moisoy. Harizim ben put his there. Put his a scornful way of talking about. Excuse me, saying it just means fatty. Harizim ben put his there. Have you seen this fatty? Shad pitem avi avot noel galim ravodas kachovin. Who his father was mefatim. His father fattened calves ravodas zora v'horad. What Christ was doing here? They're taking the most pristine, glorified person, Pinchas, and they're belittling him, they're scorning him, they're saying that he's got in him, listen to this, Goyesha blood. Do you know how he comes to kill? How did he manage to kill? A person, a Jewish man, could take a spear and stick it into another yid and kill him outright. A goy can do that. That's where Pinchas comes from. They sullied his blood, calling him a yid who's got goyish blood in him. That's exactly what the pasuk says. And what an incredible yid Pinchas really was. Towering high. Pinchas really on. And what did they do? They besmirched it. They destroyed it with their words. Says the same Chassidim. You see, a Mokum Kodesh in ruins. There was a bizarre in there. They didn't treat it to the right. And if you look carefully, it's incredible, but it's the same Loshon and Rashi. The first Rashi, this parasha, and you go across, a bit further on, we gave it to them. We destroyed our own Kedusha. We injected poison into our own bloodstream by calling Pinchas a yid who's got goyish blood. We ruined our yechus. If we destroy our own kedusha, the Goyim says, let the Goyim take over. You've destroyed your own holiness. Here, put it on a plate, give it to the Goyim. Let them dig their poison into it. And that's what happened. That is the lesson, what the Torah is telling us. Lefi shahayu, shvatim mevazen, lefi shahayu, ha'umas, ha'mevazen, it's the same notion. It's the same thing. Once we disgrace our own godliness, our own greatness, it goes into the hands of the Goyim. A little bit of an extra thought. We lined in last week's parasha with Bilam, Parashas Balak. The third time Bilam came, and he said, nothing's going to stop me now. I'm going to propel my iron Ra into Klal Yisrael. Nothing stopped me. That's what he claimed he could do. And he could do that. And don't think for a moment that iron Ra doesn't have a power. The Gemara tells us the end of Brachas, Rav Sheshes, was accosted by a min. He came to greet the king there in Bava. And the min ridiculed the Reb Sheshes. What are you coming for? You're a broken clee. And the Sheshes actually knew exactly where the king came. And the min, the Apikoros, was put in his place. And the Gemara there says, Nos Reb Sheshes, Nos an Ein of Bo, the Naso said Galgalim Shel Thomas. Rav Sheshes put his eye on this mid and he collapsed in a dead heap of bones and blood. That's what the Gemara says. The Pella is, Rav Sheshes was blind. You couldn't see. There's a power in the eye. See or not see. Nosan Einov Bo. And he killed him with his eye. There's a power. That's what Balaam wanted to do. He wanted to put his evil eye, this is what Rashi says, and can't seem to find it, doesn't matter. And Nosson, he wanted to put his eye that Balaam was blessed with an eye ra. But yes, Balaam is Einov. Bekesh lehachris lehem ayin ra. And what did he see? Vayar, Pasuk says. He lifted up his eye, actually. Vayar, and he saw. What did he see? Vayar, he saw. Rosh ein pischem chavonim zeh k'neged zeh. He saw something that completely overwhelmed him. He saw that when the Yidden pitched their tents, they made sure that the neighbor's tent's entrance was facing away. A different direction. He knew he couldn't succeed. He had that power in his evil eye. You know, a ballistic missile, what they are, we know all about it today. HaKadosh has given us the Iron Dome and David's sling, whatever it is, that's just how HaKadosh is looking after us. Do you know what I mean? Thousands of missiles. Iran, it's going to be sent against Klal Yisrael. One or two, unfortunately, hit target. Came up nothing. Almost. Do you know why that is so? I take the liberty to say it's because the eye of the year doesn't look into the privacy of his neighbor. We are careful. If we hold Kedusha Tyre in our hands, the Goyim have no power over it. Like with Balaam, he could not inject his powerful evil eye to destroy us because he saw that the Kedusha of Tahara, that the Jew was keeping his eye carefully in control. He never peered into the privacy of his neighbor. Kodesh v'tor, the Goyim, not touch it. We cannot be affected by the most powerful ballistic missile if what we hold is Kodesh v'tor. And so, that is why the parshas come together. When we destroyed the beautiful ancestry of Pinchas, and we claimed that he had kosher blood, therefore, straight after it, the Goyim spouted their evil. Well, do you think the Goyim didn't inject kosher blood into you? We allowed them to say it, we put it into their hands and into their mouths. Mary Bebaisai, behold it by the 3 weeks. Tomorrow's a Tanis, the longest Tanis of the year. It's not a 25-hour Tanis, but from dawn till dusk, the longest Tanis. 3 weeks. We mourn destruction. But whose destruction are we mourning? Are we saying that Nebuchadnezzar had power? Are we saying that Titus of Russia had power? Are we saying that Hadrian had power when he destroyed Beitar? Over 1 million people killed in a day? You have to understand. That's not correct. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadivov. Nebuzradon, the Tsar Tzvo of Nebuchadnezzar, Zocha Da'atoi, was proud of. Look what I've achieved. Look at the churban I've made. I'm a katzila katalt. Says the Gemara. I'm a katzila katalt. Baskol, nafka, baskol, vama. Nebuzradan, don't be proud. I'm a katzila katalt. You killed the dead nation. Hecholah, kaloya, kotlis. You've burnt a burnt building. Kimcha techina techinas. You've ground already milled grain. It's already ground. You've slain a dead lion. Rashi explains that the decree was decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Nebuchadnezzar. It was a fait accompli, it was already decided by Hashem. But perhaps we can learn how to say for Hasidim that we destroyed it ourselves. Amakatina Kotlis, Heichla Kalia Kalias. You see a building, you see a Tabal Chochom, you see a Domashem Kedusha, now it's destroyed. That, says the Sefer Hasidim, no. We treated it with design. We destroyed it ourselves. And so when we come to the 3 weeks now, and we mourn the destruction of our holy temple, of our people, of our land, and all the ensuing galus that we've suffered, we have to understand it was ourselves that destroyed it. We have to look at that. Vernish Lelo, please allow us to, we can't turn clocks back, but to look kindly at each other, to speak kindly of each other, to give kovod in the way it's meant to be given, one to each other, whichever group, whichever court we belong to treat with holiness our Beis HaMikdash. Ma'at, our homes, our shuls, our yeshivas, always to speak positively about that, because if we treat Kedusha in the right way, it will never fall into the hands of the goy. Thank you very much.
So we'll talk about that later. Hopefully we'll get